It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day. I'm glad that you've joined me to study the precious Word of God today. We're going to continue in the study in the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4. We're going to begin reading with the 11th verse, and we're going to read down through the 19th verse. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 through 19. Hope that you have an opportunity to open your Bibles that you can follow along as we read that verses, those verses of Scripture. As you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church, and we're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. We love, again, to study the Word of God, to take time in doing so. I hope that you take time every day to study the precious Word, to let the Holy Spirit teach you the ways of God. Now, as we read through these verses of Scripture now, Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 through 19, please follow along. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am in this to be content. I know both how to be abased and how to abound. Wherever and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Notwithstanding ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. That I have all and abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Let's begin with a word of prayer before we start today. Father, I thank you for this opportunity, and that's just what it is, a great, sweet opportunity to come and to look through these verses of Scripture, to learn your way and will, that we can live closer to you and walk closer to you each and every day. So please, Father, now that you would guide and lead us as we have this very short time together, that we'll know your will, that we know exactly what you want us to do and exactly where you want us to be. Father, please help us now and guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we continue this study with Paul, a few things we're going to take a quick look at here, and that is this word content in the end of verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am in this to be content. We dealt with that last time and looked at that those precious verses, that verse of Scripture. But I think we need to take just a little longer time here that we need to search our hearts and know that we are content in the Lord Jesus. What do we set our contentment upon? To have a peace in our heart, a satisfaction there, if that's what you want to call it? How do we acquire that? I mean, we discussed last time that we try every means, so many different directions to gain contentment, to gain peace. And we normally have left the Lord's will out of it. And so it's so important that we seek the will of God. And one direction that will come to acquiring that peace, and that is that when you search the Word of God and search the will of God, you will find that in giving of your time, of your money, of your talents, those things, as you give those back, these things that God has given you, and you know, all the money that you have, God gave you. All the talents that you have, God gave you. Why aren't you willing, and why aren't we willing, to share these talents with others, and particularly with the church. Now, when I speak of the church, I'm talking about the local body of believers. Now, the church is every one that is born again. Every person that's ever come to the Lord Jesus and been saved is a member of the church. Now, as we enjoy the time, and not only there are, you know, millions of people around the world that are a part of this church, God has saw fit to start local and have local churches and local areas where in your area where there is a Bible preaching church. Now, it's sad to say today, I'm afraid we have to drive sometimes many miles to find a church that stands up on the Word of God and preaches the gospel and tells people how to be saved, how to come to Jesus. You need to drive that far if that's what you have to do. You need to see that the church that you're attending preaches the gospel and preaches the truth. The only way you're going to know that is not by reading some book, but by you yourself going into the Word of God, searching that Word, knowing for sure, first of all, that you're a believer in Jesus Christ, that you have come by faith to Jesus. You know, Jesus has invited you to be saved. He is giving you an invitation. Come to the cross of Calvary and be saved. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Will you please come to the Lord Jesus and be saved? You must come by faith. You must trust in Him today. And then as we come by faith to Him and we are saved, then this walk is also by faith. And some things that the world is instructing us on how to do and how to be content and how to be happy, we seem to listen more to the world. We listen more to a man that writes a book about the Bible, maybe. But we do not search the Word ourselves to find this peace and contentment. Paul has found contentment. And we know here, according to verse 11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in this to be content. Learned. It's not something that he read. It's not something that somebody told him. It's something that Paul lived. And when you live it, you learn it. And today we want a quick fix. We want things to be taken care of and taken care of immediately. We're very impatient. We need to enjoy the peace and the quietness of walking with Jesus. Well, you're going to have to slow down just a little bit. And you're going to have to take time to spend time with Him, with the Lord Jesus, in His precious Word, and let the Holy Spirit teach you His ways. And I ask, and my prayer is that you do that and do that immediately, that you come to Jesus and you begin the learning process of knowing Jesus. And when you begin to learn of Jesus, you've believed by faith, now you're walking by faith, and you're learning. And there's so much to learn, and it's such a great and wonderful day to walk with Jesus. Each and every day is a great day to walk with Jesus. And you'll find that wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, no matter what the circumstances, you can be content. You can be satisfied. Sad to say that most people are depending on other things, and I guess I need to ask, what do you depend on? Your abilities, your things that you do, your riches? What do you depend on? What is important to you? Is preaching the gospel important to you? Is knowing Jesus important to you? Is getting your sins forgiven and you be set free? Is that important to you? Or is the house and the boat and the car? You know, I talk about these things all the time because I know what is most important to you. And that's, I'm sad to say, is probably the things of the world. And we need to get that changed. We need to get that set aside to where the things of the world are secondary. They're down the line. They're not important to you. But what is important is what Jesus wants. And He wants us to be in service to Him. And He has given us the local church to do that in. Not the universal church, not a worldwide church. He has given us the local church to minister to each other. When I talked earlier as far as your talents, your money, all it belongs to the local church. All those things. Your presence belongs to the local church. that you can further the gospel of the Lord Jesus in this area. Wherever your local church is, you need to be telling people that Jesus saves, and you need to tell people that you are dying in your sin. You're a sinner, you're lost, you're separated from God. Please come to Jesus. If you want contentment, then you've got to start giving. Not holding back, not hoarding, not being afraid that somebody's going to take advantage of you or take too much of your time or too much of your money or anything like that. You need to get your heart right with the Lord Jesus. And I ask you that you repent today. Because if you're more concerned about that car or that house or that bank account than you are about Jesus, then it's a sad day for you. And I'll guarantee you that you have no contentment. Paul had contentment. Back in Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, we have a verse of Scripture that's one that I'm sure you've heard before, but I'm going to read it again for you. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with the eye salve, that thou mayest see. I want you to see in verse 19 in Revelation 3:19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Repent. Have you made that statement? I am rich. I'm increased with goods. I have need of nothing. If you've put that riches and those goods in front of God, before God, that's more important to you, God has shown me many times over that someone can take something away from me, can take material things away from me, take a lot of money away from me. And God's testing me, and He wants me to see, will I trust Him? Will I stand with Him? And time after time, I have watched God restore it. He has restored what I have lost. And if you stay with Him, if we walk with Him, He wants us to show us what He can do, but we don't let Him. We're too busy trying to hang on to things. Paul depends on the power of God. What do you depend on? Paul depends on the power of God. What do you depend on? Now you think about that. I've said that one part is the giving and the caring, and as we talked about last time in the church of Philippi, wherever they could find Paul, when they could find him, they sent help. And they traveled all the way to Rome because Paul was a faithful preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And they spent their money and they spent their time at no concern for themselves to support this preacher of the Word of God. You see, if you're a believer and if you know Jesus and you're walking after the Lord Jesus, searching His will, you will be giving. I'm not saying necessarily financially, but I know that you'll be giving, and maybe financially, but you'll be giving of your time, of your talents, and of your money. You'll be giving to further the gospel of Christ. Maybe you have no money, but maybe you have time, then give. But we must be giving, because if you steal from God, you think, well, I'm an honest man, I'll never steal from anyone. Well, if you're not tithing, and if you're not giving your time and support and work at the church, you are stealing from God. You say, I wouldn't steal from anybody. I'm an honest man. Well, how honest are you? You're stealing from God. Stealing from Him. We need to think about that just a little bit, don't we? What do you depend on? Paul depends on the power of God. Let's look back through this precious book. Let's look back here to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. See what Paul stands on. Let's remind ourselves what we're to be and who we're to be and how we're to be working for the name of the Lord Jesus in furthering the gospel in a thousand different directions, but it's all for one goal, and it's all upon the truth, the Word of God, to reach this dying world for Jesus. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Are you confident in that? Are you confident enough in the life that you have in Jesus Christ that you will be led by him and not controlled by the things of the world? Not controlled by that job. Not controlled by that almighty dollar. Because you haven't got the slightest worry about that dollar. Because you know if you're following the Lord Jesus, and he has you to help or to give, and you do, that he's going to take care of you. That doesn't mean that he's going to give you that money back. But I guarantee you that he will bless you, and he will use you. And he will replace that money in some form or another. Because you see, he wants us to be givers. Givers of our time, givers of our talent. See, it's important that we give. There's never enough time to study the Word of God. I never have enough time. I never have enough times that I'm teaching the Word of God. I love to teach the Word of God. I love the Sunday school class that I teach. I love the message that I preach. I love the Sunday night service Bible study that we have. I love the Wednesday night Bible study. I love the Bible study in La Harpe in the nursing home that we have. I love this radio program. And we have a Bible study in the homes once a month back up at La Harpe. I love studying and I love teaching the Word of God. And you say, well, if that's all I had to do, I'd do the same thing. I got a full-time job. I work every week just like you work every week. Don't give me that excuse. Get busy in service to the Lord Jesus. Time is short. Jesus is coming. And if we don't get busy, there's going to be friends, neighbors, and family that's going to die and go to hell all the way around us because we neglected to tell them about Jesus. You get your heart right. As it said back in Revelation, repent. Our whole life should be of repentance, as Paul's was. Paul turned his life to Jesus, and he walked after him with a quiet peace and a quiet contentment, being confident of this very thing. He was confident. Confident in his walk with Jesus. 21st verse, Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Does that sound like a man that is worried about his house, his job, his automobile, his bank account? Does that sound like somebody that's afraid to give of his time and his talents to help? I believe that sounds like a man that wants to give. For to me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. That's the sweet, wonderful walk that we have in Jesus, is to live every day. A lot of people, you know, they seem to teach and to proclaim a doctrine or a philosophy that you come to Jesus, you need to be saved, but then we're going to have to go through this life just grudgingly every day. And finally then, when we face death, and then is when we get our rewards in heaven and we're going to be in the presence of God. I love walking with Jesus today. I have walked with Jesus for over 20 years, and I'm going to continue to do so. I love the walk I have. And yes, I work hard every day. God gives me the strength to do that. And I love every day because of Jesus. Not because I'm making more money. Not because I can buy a bigger house or buy a new car or buy a new truck. Not because I can show this off or show that off, no. Because of Jesus. because all those things could be gone. No matter how much we try to hoard and to hold on to those things, the more we try to do that and the more we try to protect what we think is important, the more we're walking away from Jesus. Will you get your eyes upon Jesus? Look, as Paul is here, for me to live is Christ. And it is. It's a joy to live because of Jesus. And it's going to be a great day when I die, too. See, I'm not afraid of death. And I love life because of Jesus. Chapter 2, verses 12 and 13 are a couple other verses here that Paul talked about. Again, we're wondering, what does Paul depend upon? Does he depend upon the power of God? Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. He had such a wonderful relationship with these dear folks because they cared for him. Because they gave of themselves to help him, to support him. And that was an evidence to Paul that they loved Jesus. It's important that you give, but it's important that you give correctly, and that is by the love of Jesus in your heart, that you give to support the work in your time and talents. Be here to help. Not only in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Verse 13 now, Philippians 2:13. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Whose pleasure are you pleasing? Yours or God's? Paul depends upon the power of God. He depended on the power of God to feed him each day, to meet his needs, to take care of the support he needed, to get him from place to place, and the strength to preach the word. He depended on the power of God. Do you depend on the power of God, or do you depend on the things of the world to hold you together? What do you depend on? Chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Paul's desire that he would know Jesus. Totally, completely. No holds barred. Paul gave it all. Are you to the place you're going to start giving? Caring? We're finding repeatedly less places, less churches that are preaching the truth. And if you believe the Word of God, and if you are a child of God, then it's time that you be giving of your time and talents to further the gospel. None of us know how long we have, so we better be busy every day. Don't steal from God. Don't cheat God. Don't hoard what you think you have acquired from God. Will you let go of it? Jesus gave it to you. He gave you the talents, he gave you the time, and he gave you the money. Now what are you going to do with it? Are you going to build that bank account up? Are you going to work those extra hours? Or are you going to begin to share with others, to show the love and the presence and the power of God? What are you going to do? What do you depend on? Paul depends on the power of God. Paul's content. Are you content? See, we went through that to prove something to you and prove to me there's only one way to be content, and that is to be sold out for Jesus. Learn his ways. I know that both how to be abased, how to be humiliated, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer loss. It's so important that we look after the Lord Jesus and we seek His will and His way. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, what are you worried about? I can do all things, everything, with Christ. Moment by moment, we need to depend upon the Lord Jesus. We need to walk after Him. We need to seek His will, because I guarantee you that you'll be content. I have tested and proved it, that you will be content and joyful if you'll come to Jesus today. If you'll walk after the Lord Jesus, the power and the strength of Christ carries us through, gives us all that we need. We need to understand what we're told back in John chapter 15, verse 5. John chapter 15, verse 5. We'll find the verse here. John 15, 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Why are you trying? Why are you attempting to do everything that you think is important and holding on to all those things that you think is important when we understand there's only one way, and that's Jesus? You know, first of all, you need to understand that you're lost. You need to understand that you're separated from God. You need to understand that you're dying. Every breath you take is closer to death. Are you prepared to die? You will meet Jesus. But if you don't meet Him before, if you don't come to Jesus now, then He will be your judge. And He will take all the things that you've done in this life, and He will account them to filthy rags, because that's what it amounts to. We're worthless. We're sinners. We're separated from God, and we need to be put back into fellowship with God. And we can do that by one precious, sweet, simple step. And that's to come to Jesus. Will you come by faith today and then begin that walk of faith, that learning as Paul spoke of here? Look at the things that you've heard here. I don't know how many books that you read and the things that you study, but how often does people talk about, oh, that it's so much fun, it's so joyful and so exciting? Well, I can tell you that in Jesus you have that, and it's real. It's not something that you have to be pumped up by music. You don't have to be pumped up by some great speaker. You can have Jesus and enjoy the life of peace and contentment. Now, I want you to do that. I want you to walk with the power of God. Paul walked with the power of God. Paul was content. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Everything. Do you understand what that's telling you? Do I understand what that's telling me? Everything. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now seek His will. Be in His will. Learn of Christ. Be content. Don't worry about whether you're broke or whether you have all the riches of the world and you have to hold on to it, or whether you've got this brand new car and you're afraid somebody's going to put a little scratch on it. My friend, I want you to come to the Lord Jesus. I want you to learn of the same walk that Paul had, that he can enjoy it, walk after it. What are you depending on? Paul's depending on the power of God. That's the only way. Come to Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?